Back speaking this morning with Richard Brescianini from Heavy Rare Earths. Richard, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Look, you've had some results here from your recent air core drilling at the Kawalinya project. Some of the highest grade rare earths to date. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, very, very pleased as an organisation to bump into these high-grade rare earths. In fact, I'm pretty certain that the headline value that we've had in our release, 7,000 or 0.72% total rare earths, is extraordinary for a clay-hosted deposit, to be honest, and the highest in the district. Certainly the highest on our project by a long shot, but there were some really, really good intervals there. And we're talking, you know, tens of meters, you know, up to 22 meters in some cases of very, very anomalous rare earths, up to, you know, 3,200 parts per million, 14 meters at 3,200 parts per million, 10 at 2,100, those sorts of numbers. So nice and thick, nice grade. And I trust there'll be more to come as we put out. Well, we've only put out about a third of our 12,500 meters of drilling in assay at this point in time. So we're expecting more from the labs over the next period. And I'm keen to receive them, process, and get them out there.
Just remind us, what was the objective behind this drilling? Was it resource expansion?
It is exploration and expansion. I mean, you can only, you know, resource expansion when you're trying to build directly from that resource. And in some cases, that's what we've been trying to do. There's some evidence to see that we're getting some expansion of the current resource, okay? And then you sort of move away from the resource a little bit, and you know, you're only talking several hundred meters at a time, and then you're looking for new resources or expansion of the resource base. And that's what we're starting to see now. We're starting to see some good zones of mineralization emerge separate from the resource, seem to be parallel to it. A little bit early to say because there's a lot more assays to come. There are complete lines that have no assays on them that investors can take a look at our most recent announcement to see exactly where those holes are. But as I say, you know, two-thirds of the assays to come, we're seeing new zones emerge with good grade, better grade than we saw in the Kawalinya South resource, which is an average of around 625, 630 ppm total rare earths.
And for some of these holes, the mineralization remains open. Does it?
It does. It does. Yeah. So just because of the way the drilling was carried out, we lengthened certain holes. So we sampled them to begin with, came back and sampled the second parts of the holes later in the program. So they're currently sitting at the lab. And but yes, as you point out, some of the intervals of, you know, quite high grade material is open at depth. So we're not expecting to see open at depth everywhere because these things are constrained by, you know, the top of the bedrock. But, you know, we're seeing, as I say, new zones, some open at depth, so plenty of upside there for investors to get excited about.
Have you done some early stage metallurgical test work?
Yeah, that's key, of course, to rare earth projects in general, but certainly when it comes to the clay-hosted rare earths, you'd be aware, investors would be aware that, you know, the only commercial operations for clay-hosted rare earths are in China. So they have their way of doing things. We've certainly learned what sort of reagents they use. We're also investigating acids as well as ammonium sulfate and sodium chloride. But the early stage for us was very, very positive in that we were able to upgrade our rare earths with some fairly straightforward sizing work. So we're seeing a doubling in rare earth grade when we begin to look at the target size fraction of minus 25 microns. So it's really important to understand what size fractions your mineralization is hosted in. So that's what you begin to target in your processing. And so we've got a handle on that, at least for the 13 samples that we've used. Mm. And we might expand that to see if there's more variability that remains to be seen. But really, really good early stage metallurgical test work results.
Well, as you say, we're still waiting on a fair few assays. Near term, Richard, what are your priorities?
Priorities are to, of course, bring those assays in, process them, see how it all emerges across the project, particularly in the areas closer to the resources. That's where we're expecting to build further tons. We have, as I said earlier, 28 million tons. We're expecting something a lot larger than that. Our target's 100 to begin with, to be able to demonstrate that, you know, we've got the size of project that could be taken forward into a commercial development. we have to, need to bring forward the metallurgy, of course. So at the moment, metallurgical test work is focusing on leach, the leach characteristics of the mineralization. So that's an ongoing process. So more assays coming through, leach results to come through in the not too distant future. And then on top of that, we're looking at getting on the ground at our second project in the Northern Territory sometime around mid-year. It takes a while to get a project program of works together for the government to look at. And we'll put a few people on the ground to do some rock chip sampling Browns Range style deposits up in the Northern Territory in an area that's never been explored for rare earth. So we're quite excited by that as well.
Richard, good to see you this morning. Thanks very much.
Good seeing you, Andrew. Good on you.